Okay, my name's Jack Leclerc. I'm in fifth hour, and my topic is King Leopold II of Belgium and Patrice Lumumba of Congo.
So who was King Leopold?
King Leopold was an explorer from Belgium, and he was trying to convince Belgium to let him explore out into the more, like, African region, and they were unconvinced by that, because previous explorers that went out there would die from malaria or certain diseases out there, because the conditions out there were just awful. So he didn't listen to that, so he went to explore it by himself, and he created a forced exploitation for rubber, copper, and other minerals, and soon he realized that he could take over the whole country of Congo. So he enslaved the native population, and the way he treated the native people, he savagely beat them, mutilated them, and even slaughtered them while they were working. And there was always a threat that they would get their hands or feet cut off if they were not working hard enough. So under his reign, 2 to 15 million people died, and this would ultimately lead to the international outcry and the first mass human rights movement.
And so, what did the people do about his enslavement of them?
After he died in 1901, and after that, the United Nations realized that it was like a brutal economic exploitation. And so the U.S. joined other world powers, and they forced Belgium to take over the country again and just make it into a regular colony and make it all better again. So.
And so what happened after they became a true colony?
Well, okay, so the U.S. and kind of the United Nations was like controlling it. The U.S. was using it for resources. They used it to their advantage, so they used their uranium from the mines there to make the atomic bomb for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So, and then there was this leader, Patrice Lumumba, who was trying to gain independence and full control of the resources, because he was tired of the U.S. Trying to use up all their resources, and he wanted to use it for to improve the living conditions there. So.
And so, did he actually do that?
Yeah, he was getting there. It was in the middle, but the U.S. saw what he was doing. So the U.S., along with the United Nations secretaries, they bought off, like, hired killers and stuff to go assassinate him, because he was using all their resources. And it was just 7 months after he gained Congo's independence, and he was assassinated, and it was a huge blow for the ideals of national unity, economic independence, and the hopes of millions of citizens there, the ones hoping for freedom. So, yeah.
Any final remarks?
No, okay. Well, the whole positive aspect of this is that he left behind the idea of national unity, and he basically died for Congo's independence, and this would, like, start a chain reaction throughout the Cold War, where other countries would fight for their independence, and it was just like a big revolution. So it's a major turning point in the war.
Thank you.
Thank you.